Concours Agricom 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 22. 200 years on, the Queen is told to say sorry. 200 years later, an apology alone will not be enough, nor will financial reparations. Campaigners have called for the 2007 bicentenary of the abolition of the slave trade to go further. The Queen must apologise. Between 10 and 28 million Africans were forcibly sent to the Americas and sold into slavery between 1450 and the 19th century. By then, Britain was the dominant trader, transporting more than 300,000 slaves a year, in shackles, on overcrowded and disease-ridden boats. As many as 1 in 10 died from illness, suicide or starvation. A long and concerted campaign finally persuaded Parliament to pass an act abolishing slavery in 1807. It was abolished throughout the British Empire in 1833. How the country should face its past role and what it means to black Britons today are among the issues tackled by Rendezvous of Victory, a group seeking to continue the abolitionist movement to attack modern slavery and inequalities around the world. Its joint coordinator, Kofi Mawuli-Klu, last night condemned the view of Africa promoted by Band-Aid and said true reparations would mean granting Africans a new sense of identity. "We are not interested in money," said Klu, who is based in London. "We would like the Queen to make a formal apology on behalf of Britain in 2007, but it has to be an apology of substance, accompanied by educational and other reforms. We want to see a change in the rules that govern the global economy to bring about a different global order. If that goes alongside an apology, it is meaningful. If they say, 'Sorry, I'm going to carry on,' it's worthless. It is an insult to try and put a monetary figure on the millions of lives lost in the genocide. The true prize is self-determination, and the African diaspora integrated into a global system where they can have self-identity. We're talking about holistic reparations, changing unfair terms of trade, reforming governments, and a cultural need for Africans to feel pride in who they are." Klu insisted that the event should go beyond a celebration of William Wilberforce, Britain's most famous anti-slavery campaigner, and acknowledge black heroes of the abolitionist movement. These included Oluduwa Equiano, an African who bought his freedom and moved to London where he fought for the cause, and Ignatius Sancho, who was born on a slave ship and became the first African writer published in Britain, inspiring many abolitionists. Last month, Liverpool unveiled plans for a £10 million museum dedicated to the slave trade. Louise Elman, the local MP, who has been pushing for an annual Memorial Day, said, "I don't think Britain has dealt with this issue. We need to be aware of what happened and deal with contemporary slavery, such as the trafficking of women." Fin du texte numéro 22.